An hour passed, maybe more. She couldn't really tell. She felt like she was in a haze, numb to the world. Eventually, the cold got to her, and she went inside, though in some ways, the house felt chillier. For a while, she wandered the large house, completely ignoring the paintings and vases and tapestries and wood paneling and plush carpet that marked it as a mansion. She wandered, dreading her afternoon lessons with Lolita, the private tutor. Sophia longed for the weekend, for 2 full days of nothing and no one, even though she knew she'd spend it sulking and checking the computer every 2 minutes for emails from Tick or Paul. She entered the massive kitchen, all marble tile and shiny silver appliances, hoping a snack from the fridge would jumpstart her from the doldrums. Froopy, his blonde hair slicked back as usual, and the head cook were there, planning meals for the few days Sophia's parents would be gone. When that was the case, which was often, Froopy and the cook schemed to make dinner a little more tasty for Sophia, a little less healthy. Sometimes they even spoiled her with hot dogs, a secret she'd never dare tell her friends back in America.
"Sophia," Froopy said when he noticed her, "I was just going to come for you. I've received word that you have a friend coming within the hour."
Sophia felt a tinge of excitement, and the dull blase inside her vanished. Her immediate thought was it had to be a realitant, maybe Mothball or Rutger.
"Really?" she asked, trying not to sound too eager. "Who is it? And what do you mean you received a word?"
"Well, it's rather strange."
Froopy stood straight, arms clasped behind his back, ever the butler.
"A metal tube came flying through a window. It thoroughly shattered the glass and required quite the cleanup. Based on your stories of, well, you know, your new friends, I thought it must be from the adventurous science people."
Sophia's heart soared. It was them. She couldn't wait to give Master George a hard time about his less-than-apt abilities at placing his message tubes when winking them.
"What did it say?" she asked. "Where is it?"
Froopy bowed and pulled a small piece of white cardstock from his jacket pocket and handed it over to her. She snatched it out of his hands with a quickly murmured thank you and read it.
"Sophia, we'll be there straight away to pick you up, within the hour. It's most urgent. M.G.
Unable to hide a grin, and now thrilled that her parents were leaving, she ran from the kitchen without another word to Froopy, so she could pack a few things for her trip. Master George came alone. Sophia had been standing on the large brick porch for 30 minutes, the strap of her bag digging into her shoulder, staring down the long paved drive, waiting anxiously. When she spotted the old man shuffling along with an almost comical, hurried gait, she sprinted out to meet him.
"Why didn't you just have me go to the usual cemetery?" she asked when she reached his side.
Master George stopped walking, bent over, and put his hands on his knees to catch a few deep breaths.
"I don't mean to wink you back to headquarters for now," he finally responded. "Believe it or not, I've left Sally in charge of the barrier wands back at headquarters. I came to pick you up personally so we could travel together to our next location."
"Which is?" Sophia urged.
She could hardly stand the anticipation. The desire to get away from her large and dreary house was almost overwhelming. Master George stood straight again, fixing his gaze on her, his ruddy face framed eyes full of concern.
"Sophia, I don't quite know how to say it. We've received an invitation, a very odd one at that."
"Really? From who? For what?"
"Let's just say it frightens me greatly. Come on, we need to make our way back to the cemetery so we can wink to Florida and pick up Paul. I'll explain along the way."
He turned and started down the drive. Sophia, baffled but full of excitement, followed.